Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cockpit is not answering their phone.
Our number one has been staffed and our five has been staffed.
United 175, New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
New York, I'm Brian Thumble. We understand that there has been a plane crash on the southern tip of Manhattan. You're looking at the World Trade Center. We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. We don't know anything more than that. We don't know if it was a commercial aircraft. We don't know if it was a private aircraft. We have no idea how many were on board or what the extent of the injuries are right now. So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right. Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
This is as close as we can get to the base of the World Trade Center. You can see the firemen assembled here, the police officers, FBI agents, and you can see the two towers. A huge explosion now, raining debris on all of us. We better get out of the way.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
The people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon. USA! 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 USA!
Those are some of the voices from September of 2001. And as we approach the 20th anniversary coming up on Saturday of the September 11th attacks, we've been talking to different voices of our own. You know, yesterday we talked to retired Major Heather Lucky Penny. She was among the guard pilots who flew an unarmed F-16 into the air with the idea of flying into Flight 93. Of course, it crashed before that. Today, we're talking with Bart McCartan. He's a local volunteer firefighter who saw the attacks and then joined others to drive to New York to help in any way they could. Bart, welcome.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right, does the 20th anniversary signify anything particularly of note for you, or is 19 like 20, like 18 was like 20, or what are your feelings this week?
Well, you know, see, that's really a poignant question from the standpoint that, you know, that 9/11 was such an earmark, not only in history for us as a country, but for me personally, just thinking back and remembering on all of the emotionality of the response to going to New York, what took place. And, you know, now 20 years later, I think looking back at it, as we're remembering 9/11, for me personally, having gone there as a volunteer, first responder with a group of firemen from Chicago, that, you know, we need to really remember 9/11 for what it was in terms of those amazing heroes who gave their lives in the act of helping others.
We're talking to Bart McCartan. He was a firefighter there, volunteered, who drove to New York, Manhattan, after the attacks. Bart, when you got there, what did you find?
Well, we left in the days immediately after, and when we got there, it was surreal is an understatement. There was extreme devastation. You know, you had both the North and South towers down, and the iconic picture of the second tower skeletal frame was still up, and there was, you know, multiple buildings that were collapsed and on fire, and there was quite a rescue effort underway all across the site to try to find those that were potentially buried and victims. And to say the least, it was just a deplorable sight with all of the rescue efforts that were underway. And we came as a group of volunteers and had the opportunity to get on the site and immediately went to work helping in the digging effort in many parts of the site alongside the New York Fire Department.
What was the breathing like, or what was the atmosphere other than sight, smell, things like that?
You know, it was really not good from that perspective. There was a significant amount of dust and debris that was everywhere due to all the collapse that had taken place around the site and fires that were still ongoing and burning both underground and above ground. As far as smells go, it was something that you definitely would never forget. It had a combination of a metallic and oily type fuel burning smell alongside, unfortunately, that of a biological nature to it. And it was very, very poignant and pungent the entire time we were working there.
How long were you there, Bart?
So we spent a total of 6 days on the site and then another day and a half, 2 days around the greater New York area, going to firehouses as well and aiding there.
And I'm just curious, you know, I've been watching, so many of us have been watching documentaries as we approach this anniversary. I've been watching the National Geographic one, and I just wonder if you can explain for me or describe for me the state of being for the people who were there and who witnessed it. I mean, it must have been shocking for you to come upon it and see it, but to have survived it or to witness it live must have been particularly remarkable.
Oh, well, without question. I mean, look, but to be clear, you know, both the fire service, the 343 firefighters, the 60 police officers, literally the hundreds of first responders, the civilians and the Good Samaritans that were in the buildings and on the street, they all worked in a fashion on 9/11 during the unfolding incident, you know, to literally save hundreds of thousands of people. And they saw horrible, horrible and devastating things. And, you know, I think that really speaks to, though, at the exact same time they experienced those horrible things, there was this unbelievable sense of humanity and hope and kindness and heroism that was taking place around the entire site and around the city. And that continued on that entire time that we were there, because those same people were all coming together to create this amazing sense of humanity and positive human spirit and service and empathy and compassion. I mean, people were coming out, New Yorkers that were coming down, not rescue workers or trained response folks. They were coming down and making sandwiches from their own homes and passing them out. There were medical services being offered to people around the site. There were clean clothes and work boots and tools and equipment being handed out every day. There were volunteers coming from everywhere inside of New York who had just experienced this situation and were there creating this amazing sense of humanity and hope while having to live through the trauma that they had just experienced.
Bart McCartan is an area firefighter, volunteer who volunteered to help in New York City with others from Chicago after the September 11th attacks. Bart, have you been back?
I have. I have been back once on New York. I've been back multiple times on business and privately, but have been back to the site once, and that was right before COVID struck in 2019 to see the memorial site.
And what did you think of it?
Not to overuse the cliche of surreal, it's still to me very surreal to think of all the emotions that took place while we were there. To think of, you know, the way that we saw the site when we first arrived to, you know, when we left to seeing it now today in really the respectful place that it is in remembering all those who gave their lives and lost their lives there. It's really just something that it makes me very proud as a city of New York, as a country, as an American, that we have such a reverent and sincere place that people can go to remember what took place there. And at the exact same time, it's a reminder of, you know, what a savage thing that took place on this country. But it certainly, if it left me with anything walking away from visiting that site again and seeing the state it's in today, it reminds me that 9/11 really showed us what we are as a country as it relates to how we overcame and how we came together and how we were able to make something so horrible a strengthening component of who we are and making things better for each other when times get really tough.
Bart McCartan, a former firefighter who volunteered in Manhattan. Thank you for your remembrances today. I appreciate your sharing.
Steve, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks for your kindness and even asking me to do this. I really appreciate
best
it.
Best to you as well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. This is 720 WGN.